Priceless is where you give us a dub plate for your very new song, Where I'm Going.
Where I'm Going. She asked me where I'm going and what it be like if you ride with me. You feel me?
My name is Ron Price, and I'm bigging up Dirty Street Confessions. You got that part, man. Come on, my nigga. You about to charge niggas $700 per cut. You know what I'm saying? That's what's, am I right, Super? Is that how I'm supposed to go?
Some niggas be getting charged. Some niggas charge that, yeah.
No, I'm talking about in terms of how you voice the dub play. Like, you got to include us in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But go check out Ron Price's new song, Where I'm Going. Available on all DSPs.
Yes.
Streaming everywhere. Yeah, you know I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Like, it's a big trunk. Should have been stuck in my head for days.
Whoa, don't ever have nothing stuck in your head, my brother.
But yo, that is not going to work. That you just did.
Oh, he's gone back by that? Yeah. But yeah, we Gucci, bro. Thank you. My brother Binks.
I'm good, man.
Thank you for assisting me with my Michelle.
You know, today is like the first time like we're going to like speak about a party after the party.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Realistically. And I tell you, I'm tired as fuck from that shit yesterday. And
you, facts, from what?
Right? And you the was party. At home, Binks.
Oh, okay.
Binks was at home.
But that shit was mad fun.
Facts. Okay.
Yeah, that shit was lit.
Since Binks doesn't want to elaborate, yesterday we had a virtual house party where people were in a crib and we live streamed and they cammed up with us. And there was a lot of like nudity and music being played. And it was a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Instagram usually doesn't allow that to happen.
Right. You know
what I'm saying? So we was able to turn it up 10 notches, not a notch, but multiple notches. You know what I'm saying? I understand some of you might have been like leery or curious about what it was, but we about to have some clips come out so you can see exactly how it went down. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you don't miss the next one.
Gooch Gobbler had a butt plug in too, right?
Yeah. It was a lot going on.
It was a lot.
I watched somebody suck two dicks at the same, well, two dildos at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Shout out to C Murder.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's clear to C Murder.
Yeah. My brother Price, how you feeling?
Yeah, everything is blessed, man. You know, I got the tape dropping tomorrow.
Okay.
You feel me?
What's the tape called?
Fuck, I forgot.
Yeah. That's crazy. Gotta Google his own tape name.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll come back to you.
How do you expect people to go listen?
When you see it, you see it.
Yeah, I get it. Or that's probably the name. did I skip you, Danny?
No. Did you? No, I talked about the party.
Okay, cool. You enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, man.
All right.
I was the last one to leave.
Yeah. I heard you and Splash were the last one to leave.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah. Shout out to Splash, man. He helped us hold it down.
We held down the audience too. We were still talking, actually on topic and shit.
Oh, word.
Word. Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's fine.
My brother, Super Duper Humble, how you feeling?
I'm good, bro. After I got off that shit, I ordered a Philly cheese.
The word.
With some onion rings. Yeah. Damn.
They got that time? We got off like 2 a.m.
Word.
There's a 24-hour breakfast spot. Not a breakfast, bagel spot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And slap.
Yeah, I mean,
slap right, that's same what's way. Up, man. I got Popeyes after that shit. I ain't gonna count.
Okay.
Yeah.
Popeyes?
I ain't gonna act like I ain't eat. But,
I was hungry, bro.
Yeah.
And I ate curry chicken and white rice too. What the shit?
Same time.
Wait, the same
before.
Time?
Before.
Oh.
Like, yo.
This nigga's crazy. Ate that shit while we was on while we was live and then after.
Okay. I have a question for you guys, right? As we normally do here on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. If I seen this on Instagram today, if dogs could talk, what kind of breed of dog is not allowed to say nigga?
Huskies.
Husky?
The white ones.
The white dogs with the
white
fucking
ones.
Nah, you're right. The huskies is like white German people. But the you know them skinny, like narrow faced dogs with the long hair?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They definitely can't say nigga.
That just looks sassy.
I'm not sure of like the breed of dogs, though. I only know like Pitbull, Yorkie, Rottweilers, the Husky, German Shepherd. That's about
I know what sure breed would say it. Pitbull for sure. Rottweiler for sure.
Yeah, those are nigga
and
dogs.
And Chihuahuas are Spanish, so they Chihuahua. Definitely, okay. They definitely gonna
Spanish
be saying that
Spanish people
shit.
Like saying nigga more than we do. So
they be like,
know.
Yeah, my nigga.
What do you feel like, Zuma?
Like the snow leopard.
Okay.
That's not a dog, bro.
Is it?
Oh, shit. That's a fucking a leopard.
I just said, yeah, okay, God. I'm like, man. I'm not up on my dogs.
Let me
know.
What kind of dog is Clifford?
A big red one.
A big red dog.
He's a lab?
Oh, I don't know dogs either.
How you know that?
But I figure like all the dogs that girls like to buy would be like
what
the
about
ones that fit that category.
Little Yorkies.
What about Pal from Arthur?
Pal?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a dog.
I told him the dog.
Nah.
I'll tell you, I didn't know nothing about Arthur until they started playing it in parties and Instagram.
You know how Shorty be adding characters as it developed? Yes. He probably still watch Arthur. So Pal is probably some new nigga.
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
You Pal never watched Arthur? You never watched yeah. Y'all never, Arthur y'all don't on watch Channel Arthur 13?
Right now? And like
no,
today?
No, no. Not in 2024. I watch Arthur.
Nigga, you know this niggas always use the present year.
They don't want to get caught up.
Niggas, yeah. Niggas always trying to justify some shit with the year. Yeah. It's 2024. Niggas still doing that?
Like, yeah. What year was you supposed to be watching all that?
2000.
Before you had cable, because it came on like CBS.
I had cable in 2000.
Arthur was
so 99.
On Channel 13, bro.
Yeah, that's not cable.
You didn't need cable for Channel 13.
Mm. Yeah, it was PBS.
You could have rocked with it through junior high, but once you hit high school, you could reference it.
It was tough. I had to like outgrow it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely wasn't watching Channel 13 in junior high, because that's already 106 from Park type time.
But you was sixth grade is like.
You know nah, I mean? I was playing Truth or Dare shit already.
Okay.
True.
So ID Clear Wall.
The Gallum wasn't really on that.
All right.
Y'all niggas ever jerked off to 106 and Park?
Y'all. What video would have
who,
to.
Who was on
the countdown?
That,
first of all, Bow Wow was
who,
on there.
Who you was jerking off to? AJ or Free?
Bullet.
Free could have caught it though. Free could have caught it.
Bullet. Free could have caught it. Yeah. Roxy could have caught it too.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Who's Roxy?
Roxy
like ain't doing for me.
Okay.
Them time that the BBLs wasn't big back then, so it's like
she was a slim ass.
Yeah,
no, I fuck with the slim things.
You ever wonder how some of them people are doing now?
No.
But I think yeah, I think nigga. AJ he went on to do some shit on like E or some shit like that.
Nigga, AJ had this
E Entertainment Channel.
AJ used to piss me off.
AJ used his to haircut. Piss me off too.
It was the dreads.
It was the half dread shit, yes. But the bad fits.
The bad
sway. Yes. Sway super pissed bad me off. Sway in the fucking morning be pissing me off.
Were you a person that like ran home to watch it type shit?
Nah.
Or just
nah.
Like, when you catch it, you catch it.
Rap City, I used to run home.
Technically, you should be home by the time 106 and Park.
I used to run home for Cedar's World.
Cedar's World?
Seriously?
Yeah, running home for that is crazy.
What Cedar's World is crazy.
What was the premise of Cedar's World again?
She was just a ghetto ass, like animated.
That shit was a black version to y'all remember that? What was it?
Sims?
Team Deathmatch shit? Yeah, remember that shit?
With Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yeah.
That was fire.
I used to watch that.
Funny, same kind of graphics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
That and the PJs. Yeah, I remember the
PJs was fire too.
Oh, no, it's a classic.
Yeah.
I had another question that I seen. As we all know, Young Thug is in jail, right?
Mistrial.
But something that came up, and I want to see if you guys think there's a problem with this. He had a picture of his old girlfriend and his current girlfriend in his cell. Do you think there's anything wrong with that?
No. You beat off to your old videos too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, niggas put shit up on the walls in jail to beat off?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it adds sentimental value. It's not all for beating off, I'm sure.
But you would beat off to your old videos. If you could put them videos on the wall, you would put them on the wall too.
I got a question. If for the niggas that's in a relationship, is it okay to like talk to your exes?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. So why y'all moving like it's something wrong with the picture?
Hold on.
It's different having a picture of your ex up in the crib and the cell is your crib.
If you had to answer your question, if you had a video of your ex, you feel me? It don't mean you got to talk to her type shit. You could back your fist same way.
Yeah, but can you have a relationship with her? Like, can you be friends?
With your ex?
Yeah.
For sure. Why not?
Why you cool with your shorty being friends with her ex?
Playing that shit. Yeah.
So can you be
flip it?
So can you be friends with your ex?
No, I end all my relationships on bad notes. So you're probably asking the wrong.
I think that's a problem. That's a problem.
That's the issue. Nah, cause I just need to make sure we're done for real.
Yeah, but that don't mean
you ended on a bad note.
Nigga, Bernard.
But you wouldn't have your ex spin back on you. It's happened before.
Okay,
but why? Why is the relationship ending?
Huh?
Why do relationships end on a good note?
Because, nigga, we might not be compatible in a relationship, but we are great friends.
Good friends, yeah.
Is it safe to say that you guys can grow apart?
Yes. Right. In a relationship?
100%.
Okay. Dwight, do you burn the house down just so you don't accidentally go back? Like, are you one of those people that if you leave it on good terms, you feel like you're going to keep slipping back into fucking with her? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think niggas, it's a definitely a defense, but I think niggas burn the house down. I think niggas burn the house down because to justify some shit.
Okay. Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, if a shorty leave a nigga, he'll burn the crib down to justify she left him type shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, saying. Fuck that bitch. We got beef now. Mm-hmm. But it don't gotta be
like
that.
It don't gotta be like that.
It's just like, yo, I'm off this. For real. I'm saying, cause sometimes.
But if there's no beef, then there's no, like, no issue.
As much as a defense mechanism, as you could say it is, it's also a healing mechanism.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? More so importantly for me. I'm saying, because like, if you keep giving hope to certain things that's toxic, or not good for you.
You don't move forward.
So exactly.
Why are you giving it hope?
You're ending on a bad note that's healing for you?
Yeah.
You have a problem.
You're toxic.
Yeah.
You're the toxic nigga.
But it's cool. It's all good. That's why we got this. This is like therapy.
Oh, all right. Cool.
Yeah, bro.
Cool.
Definitely. Like, I mean, if that's what works for you, it's a little selfish, but it's to get you further to heal.
But let's talk about how relationships end in the first place. It's not like everything is going great. And then it's just like, all right, cool, let's move apart. And then I'm like, oh, nah, fuck you, bitch. No. Yeah. Chances are you did something, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm going to go higher than you did.
So is it always her doing something? Or has it been a situation where you did something, she left, and you still decided to be her op?
It's usually always your fault, Danny. I'm not even gonna lie.
Yeah, but should you go higher? Should you go higher than what she did?
Not higher, but just to show that I'm removed from the situation and I'm going, I don't mean to spin back.
Yo, you know a nigga lying when he put the word usually and always back to back.
Nah, I'm saying like,
oh, nigga said it's usually always they fault. Which one is it?
Speaking of back to back, y'all niggas like when the gal them have the double sided dildo and then they be like,
yes,
fucking each other. That's with fire. The butts.
I've seen that shit before, right? Yeah.
I don't
That's
know.
That's fire.
Bouncing butts?
I don't know. What's a human centipede?
Peer to peer pussy.
What?
I don't know.
Pedicure pussy?
That's peer to peer. P2P.
I don't know what a human centipede is, but if I was to use my imagination, I would think it's a chain of people eating each other's ass.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I think that's
it. Oh, okay.
I think that's
I think Danny be knowing shit, but he'll be like, I don't know, but if I had to guess,
it'll be this.
I don't be guessing.
It'll be this for sure.
That one, I wasn't sure.
That one.
You sounded pretty sure, bro. Pretty sure.
I was spot on.
Word.
Next question for you guys, right? If you guys all have your favorite artist, whether it's a rapper or a singer or a reggae artist, whoever it might be, right? If you found out that artist flew out your significant other, would you still listen to them?
Yes.
Nah. Mm-mm. I'll still listen to Sade.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Wait, good save. Like, Bryce is definitely not listening to Vybz Kartel.
Can I listen to Sade in my favorite?
He actually does.
All right. Damn, that's tough. I would.
Who's your favorite?
Damn. Vybz Kartel.
Kartel? Oh.
Yeah. Well, he in jail now, so.
Was Pop Smoke your favorite artist, Bryce?
If Pop Smoke
was
my favorite artist?
Yes, at the time.
Nah.
Okay.
If Possmo fuck your gal, would you stay with her?
No, I'm not staying. Cause he gonna pass it off.
When that nigga singing pass it off about fucking other niggas' bitches, yeah, and you still with her, every time you hear those lyrics, when you not in control of the music, that shit gonna hit you personally.
Yeah.
I was telling, we was at Sun Sun Barbecue, and I was telling bro Timmy, like, yo, one of my things was in your video.
Oh, yes, you did say that. You pressed him. Why you do that?
That's funny.
Why you do that?
Where I'm going. Yo, you remember the name of the mixtape yet?
Nah, it's gonna come.
I still don't remember.
It's gonna circle, bro. It's gonna circle.
Yeah. What'd he say?
Yo, he was like, yo, I don't remember. Who your girl?
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
Would you still listen to Burna Boy?
Yes. Yes, he would. Yes, he would.
You can bank on it.
You can bank on it.
You can put $100 down on it.
Throw her away and keep Burna Boy.
Nah.
Wow. No man.
Bullet.
That's no man. Binks, would you still listen to Rod Wave?
That's it, nigga. Rod Wave?
I'ma still listen to Rod Wave. Yeah, for sure. 100%.
He got, bad
good,
Rod
he got
Wave.
Good music, bro.
I couldn't tell you one Rod Wave song.
Me neither.
Yeah. He got good music, man.
Shout out to him. I don't want to shit on him, but that's just not.
Yeah, no, I'm not shitting on him. I just don't know the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, we getting old. It's all right. Yo, y'all think, for the people that can't see it, there's a hanging monkey in the studio. Y'all niggas think that's a little racist vibe?
Why? I've never seen that.
Why do people, it's been here. Why do people direct like monkeys to racism?
Cause monkeys are like, monkeys look like us, like so, us.
Well, no, they don't.
So I got a story, right?
They don't? No.
My baby mother, monkeys at her job, like one of the teachers at her job must have seen like, one of the kids coming into school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like she was, the daughter was climbing on her dad, whatever the case may be. So she's like, oh my God, you're such like a little monkey, right?
It's fucked up. Cause I know she didn't mean that.
She didn't mean. I know for sure, 100%, that's bro. She don't mean nothing. The white teacher, right? But the dad was on some monkey. You call my child a monkey, right?
Yeah.
And that's that. That'll fuck up her whole career as a teacher because she's a nice person. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you don't mean it in that specific way. She just see the girl climbing on her dad, and she's like, "Oh, you know, like little monkey type shit." She don't mean like. Yeah, you nigger monkey, you know, type shit.
Yeah,
like,
Should have just kept her mouth shut.
Yeah, but you know, like you don't mean it. The lady is like such a genuine ass person.
She would have said it to a white family.
Yeah, you feel me? But it's just how people just be throwing
white
shit
kids
out
don't
there.
Get called white monkey. They just get called monkey.
Black kids get called white monkey.
White kids don't get called monkey. White kids don't get called monkey.
If they like climbing around and doing weird shit, they'll get
they just climbing
to as
around.
A monkey.
Yeah, but black kids climb around, they monkeys.
Mm. Yeah. But that's why they be having sensitivity training for all the shit that you think is light. Nah, it's not light. You lose your whole fucking jail over this. Or get sued or some type of dumbass shit like that.
When last time y'all watched white porn?
I don't watch white porn.
I be watching white porn. Mm. But it'd be white women and the black man.
Last time I watched
some like interracial type shit. Yeah. Can you watch white on white porn?
Nah.
Yeah.
It depends on the girl.
She got to be like fat, dick type shit?
Like Lisa Ann, Alexis Texas.
Lisa Ann don't do like Rachel black niggas?
Yeah, I think she
Yeah.
Does. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't fuck with white porn, though.
I don't think on purpose I watched white porn since like junior high.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When I was younger, I used to just click on whatever type shit.
So when y'all don't be having a homepage?
What you mean?
On a porn site, like
I'd scroll until I see what I'm into.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll be getting caught up, my nigga. You feel me? You could go in there with a certain intention. It's just like, nah. Watch this shit right here.
Not today.
You know what I'm saying? She's not even my type for real, but.
How much videos on average do y'all think y'all go through before y'all find the one that's gonna get y'all done?
In terms of clicking on it first?
No, like letting it play for a little bit.
I've been looking at the little previews.
Probably like four.
That's too much.
You know, sometimes if you hover and it show you
that's
like
too
a
much?
Preview.
Too much?
Clicking into four before.
Nigga, sometimes all six times that shit reach me.
Nah,
I say four is the average, but like he said, it'd be like 8, 9.
I done did 50 eight, videos.
Nine? Nah,
50
that,
videos?
Before you reach the right one?
I don't even want to jerk off no more after watching 50 videos to get my nut. Because
you're not an edging ass nigga.
Yeah, fuck that. So you jerking off in between every video?
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I know you said before.
That nigga's the. No, not before you jerk off, but before you notice this is the one that's going to get me there.
Oh, okay.
That's like 50.
Him, I think that's all like, of them are getting him there.
That's like.
All of them are helping.
He's skimming through them.
But shit. I'm not.
But that's
nothing
like
to all of them.
That's like an hour you're wasting.
Wasting? How is it wasted time?
Because you're like.
It's used.
You're
time.
Taking an hour it's to jerk
time.
Off.
So? First of all, time don't exist, bro. It's right. Man made. Time is man made. The earth is flat.
Yeah. I ain't hear you, my nigga.
Think about it as too. Like, when you go on X videos at least, and you hover over the shit start playing.
Yeah, start previewing.
So it's like,
even a
I'm
thumbnail.
Doing that before I even click into the shit.
You could go through mad previews before you start going.
So let me ask you a question. Y'all niggas find y'all video first, then jerk off?
Yes.
You're supposed to just start jerking off. And
so what is your routine? How you start?
I think that's insane.
I find a video.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Right? Or sometimes I don't. And then I'm beating my shit as I'm finding a video.
Yo.
Well, all right.
That's kind of extreme.
Hold on. Yeah. You beating your shit off the gummy?
How you going to beat it?
Like I think, slapping it around. I think
most of the times I end up jerking off is because my dick is hard. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, my shit is already hard. Might as well.
Sometimes I end up jerking off because I have absolutely nothing else to do.
I know them ways. I know them ways. I know them ways.
That reach me.
I know them ways. That's been me before. Yeah. 100%.
The fuck, nigga? Yeah, I think it's.
I'm bored.
Yeah, I'm idle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Stupid.
Yeah, I think it's so dumb.
That's
so.
Them vibes when you see how much times you could do in a day.
Yo. Nigga, you ever. Till you start shooting air, nigga, it's like dust. nothing there.
I've been there too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Makata Man is a mod bot.
Jerking off 7 times a day is crazy. But he said he went to rehab or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, he had to go to rehab off? For jerking off?
Not I thought
for
he said off. For drugs, bro.
Oh, my fault.
But what the fuck?
You said it was tied to that shit. You ever felt like, yo, I need to take a break from jerking off?
Yes.
Yes, bro.
Yeah, but then you go right back to it. Right after.
Relapse. It's like drugs, bro.
5 minutes after.
Because it's dopamine, right?
Dopamine is crazy.
I'm 1 month clean.
Word? No,
I haven't jerked off since December.
How you feel?
Word. I feel fine.
But you're having sex.
I'm having a lot of sex.
Nah, yeah. Don't count then.
So compensate for it. Why?
Yeah.
You I don't gotta be not have a lot of sex and not
off,
jerk
jerking off.
Off
with a pussy.
You're right.
But I feel like even if I was having sex, I'd be jerking off.
Still, 100%.
It's different.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing like your fists.
okay.
That's okay, crazy.
Question.
Am I lying?
Is there any difference between having sex on the weekday versus the weekend?
No.
Yes,
it is.
Let me tell you the difference. Weekend sex, you get to be irresponsible.
I think I agree with that.
You feel me? In the week, you got shit to do. You might have to go to a doctor appointment. You might have to
work and shit.
Work, you know what I mean? On the weekend, my gal don't necessarily... Well, she be working on the weekend too, but I could get her to...
Do more.
Empty the fucking Hennessy bottle with me on the weekend.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say empty
that
the clip.
That shit sound crazy. Him saying that.
Yeah. I'm irresponsible all week long from Sunday to Sunday.
So there's no difference?
Mm-mm.
Price, what you said?
Nah, Sunday be the day that's the go-to day. You feel me?
On after God's day?
On
you're
day?
Gonna, you after just church. Doing the fucking on Lord's day. You just sinning.
I'm telling you. You sinning. Church.
Yo, after church after sex church. Probably be lit.
Yeah, I'm telling you. After you done pray up, you know, Sunday dinner.
Boss up.
Oh,
spirit's high. That's a double entendre because the pussy is the dinner, right? What do you mean? Say that. I get nyamo.
After church sex is kind of fucked up for me, though.
Why?
Because it's like I'm traumatized. Because what? That's what? How I caught my parents having sex.
No. Oh, shit.
Combine sex in church?
Yeah.
How you do that?
You gonna watch BET on Sunday and have sex? Church on Sundays.
Yeah.
You ever had sex?
Cartel said he was fucking the church.
No, I never fucked in church.
Shout out to him.
Yo, if y'all went to church and the baddest bitch you ever saw happened to be the pastor, would y'all jerk off to like her sermon, like virtual on Zoom?
What if you found the pastor's nudes?
That would be different though.
Yeah, I don't think
that's a different nut.
Yeah, I don't think
you'll probably feel that Holy Ghost leave your shit.
That's crazy. I cannot be joking Swallow. About shit like this, bro.
That's you.
Yes, I would.
Serving your seat in hell.
Nigga, all you gotta
be
do
with the Crips.
TD, what? With the Crips?
You gonna be with the Crips?
Nope, because TD Jake said all you gotta do is repent.
Repent.
That's it.
He said, not that I have to.
He didn't say that. I ain't gonna lie.
But if I was.
Let me give you guys a scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're on a plane and you're next to a lady with her baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. God forbid this ever happens to any of us, right? But there's an emergency and you're in a row of three, but for some reason only two oxygen masks come out, right? But it's the lady, the baby, and you, right? Do you give the mask, your mask to the infant, or do you potentially risk brain damage? I think you get brain damage.
No, it's bro.
Oxygen.
I want to say something before Binks. When they do the fucking demonstration, they tell you, put your mask on first.
They do?
Correct.
Fuck that baby, cuz.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
Go make a next baby.
Damn.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say the mom got to share the mask, bro.
She got to share the mask with the baby. That's not my business.
Yeah.
I got to save myself. You got to think about the
baby. I'm talking shit now, but knowing myself, I will probably. I'm not gonna give up my mask, and she got on a mask.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She don't care about her baby.
Exactly. Where's the baby dad?
Where's the dad?
Questions that
Where's
need
the
answers.
Dad, bro?
I'm saying, imagine asking that in a moment.
But nigga like me would think about it like, damn, should I give up my mask?
Now you gotta just ask her. Where's the dad?
Yeah. If dad not here,
That's not your problem then.
Yeah. Adrenaline pumping. I'm not thinking about if I gotta give up.
Yeah, I'll be shook as fuck, nigga. A little turbulence, nigga. I'll be shitting, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be fucked up. Yeah, I'll definitely be there with my mask on, like,
woo. That nigga's laughing about a plane crashing.
You niggas is wild.
It ain't crash.
Yeah, crash. Niggas just trying to get prepared out here, man. But,
I've been seeing a lot of shit with planes lately. Like, the doors are flying
pushing
off.
Pushing it too much now, right?
The doors flying off?
I've seen that shit. Oh, that shit is crazy.
On the website, what is it called? Kayak?
Mm-hmm.
You can pick specifically if you don't want to fly on that type of plane anymore.
Oh, the door, the ones that's
specific. It's like a Boeing, whatever.
Yeah, them Boeings is fucking up.
Select to not fly that.
They had a plane that's crazy. They apparently it had to crash a good amount of times for them to take it out of service. The 737-900.
Yeah, the MAX.
Crash. Oh, multiple planes kept crashing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, nigga, you took it out on the 50th plane. Yeah, all them crazy people had to die.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
from
fucked up.
Two, it's like I
these niggas don't give a fuck, man. These niggas, it's all about the paper. You feel me?
But me knowing that now, if the site that I order flights through had it, I would click off of that shit. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all be paying attention?
I'm gonna fly on some other shit.
Y'all be paying attention to the safety instruction videos and all that shit?
Hell no.
Once you heard it, bad vibes.
It's bad vibes.
You heard it once. You heard it enough.
Yeah. I be falling asleep.
Still don't know that shit, nigga. Yeah. Let that plane go down.
Doing the fucking instructions and not paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they probably just, it's muscle memory at this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that time, I still be wondering, like, if I should keep my phone on airplane mode or not. Dude, that shit really.
I don't even be doing that shit no more.
Sometimes I forget, but I do it.
I don't ever.
I think it affects the signal on the radio and shit like that.
Word?
Or the GPS.
We be needing GPS.
You need
GPS. You think them niggas see anything? They can't see shit up there.
Like a straight radar they dealing with up there.
You ever notice, like, when the plane is flying through the clouds and shit, you can't see nothing?
Yeah.
How you gonna see a plane in your blind spot?
Yeah. And you definitely won't see it if y'all keep them phones off of airplane mode. Yeah? Tapping wisely. Okay. If you guys are late on your rent, right? And your landlord lives, this is not me, okay? If your landlord lives below you, right?
Sounds like you. Do would you fuck her?
No, do you still have sex at the same value? Mm. Like, say your landlord's room is right before yours.
Mm-hmm. Keep it down.
Like, you wouldn't have sex at the same value?
Nah. You got to take it easy.
Yeah, you got.
Because you late on your rent.
Yeah, you late. You don't get to do that.
Do you explain that to the girl that you fucking?
That don't got nothing to do with your
her business.
Like, yo, deal with my shit, nigga.
That don't got nothing to do
with my rent. Right?
That don't got nothing to do with your landlord, bro.
But when you tell her in the moment.
You gotta just fuck your girl, bro. What's your landlord gonna do? Knock on the ceiling?
She wants harder.
Keep going.
I think she wanted deeper.
Deeper.
But you had ran out.
Oh. I did not know he was gonna say that shit, son.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is like the fifth short dick joke Super has made.
This nigga gonna leak his own dick.
Hit him with what?
You're right. Sure.
I don't want no short.
Why did he
dick,
say you
man.
Have to hit him with it?
Don't want no short dick.
I'm
man.
Just gonna turn the camera around
though.
Nah, please.
Nah. Nigga, Los look.
Yeah, that was pretty. Don't mind.
Los also subscribed to Price's OnlyFans. So.
He did.
I did.
Wow.
Give it up for
Los. It's all good.
We can't we can't hear you, Los, so whatever you say doesn't matter.
It takes a village.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
You find out situation, right? Your girl has a job, mm-hmm. right? So you're already winning, right? You find out your significant other's, you find out who your significant other's work husband is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you confront her or him about it or you just let it?
Yeah, you just, yeah.
What do you say?
You just DM that nigga from a fake page.
Saying what?
Saying like, yo, I found out about y'all and
why are you doing it from a fake page if he know you?
Oh, yeah. He knows you?
He knows you? He know
that she got a man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he don't know. He might not know you. Oh,
okay.
And you also threaten him and be like, yo, I'm going to tell your wife.
Oh, he has a wife. Shit. That's how I usually go?
That's how I would do it.
Even if you don't know if you got a wife or not.
Just say regardless. That nigga single, tickling her on her lunch break.
Yeah. That's
what you fine. Want for lunch? Yeah,
hurt, tickling her is crazy.
Yeah, tickling is crazy.
Stop.
Every, imagine. Yeah,
stop. Imagine.
Yeah. They see each other. They do the hug, rock and roll.
the rock back and forth. That's crazy. Yo.
She gotta be single after that.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
Imagine she buying him lunch and not coming home to make you no dinner. Oh,
man. Damn.
That's a rarity. Man.
Y'all think
girls at work use niggas all day.
Mm. I get it.
But some of them niggas get through.
But if she fucking with him, she gonna buy him some lunch.
I don't be needing my gal to cook though. Yeah. Sometimes like the most I might ask her to do is like order, figure out what we gonna eat and order it.
All right. So she order him lunch and don't order you no dinner.
Then she gotta be single.
Cause she don't wanna spend twice.
Oh no, more time I'll pay. I'll pay for it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But just order it for me.
You send her $50 for lunch and she buying him and her lunch.
That's what $50 going towards.
Oh my shit. God.
Yo, bitches be sucking dick on at work too.
Jesus. I think Christ. Most work. Yeah. Oh my God. I think most of the cheating women do is with coworkers.
Yeah.
True.
I used to hump this girl in the closet at work.
Hump her?
Yeah.
Hump?
You came out.
What do you mean hump? Like fuck?
That's another thing that people do at work too. That's like advanced tickling though. You know what I'm saying?
Like y'all just grinding.
Yeah.
And kissing?
Nah, not kissing. You know what I'm saying?
You just grind her?
Hump?
That's fucked up. If a nigga just hump my gal, I gotta shoot him.
That shit is crazy, right?
Yeah, I think a dry hump is like crazy.
Yeah, why are y'all in the
for my gal to be doing that work?
That's a dub.
Dry hump.
Why y'all dubbing?
Nah, dubbing. Nigga,
dagger.
You're getting daggered, bro. Yeah. Like
he didn't have a man to my knowledge. I wasn't maliciously doing it.
Cent, 5 cent, 10 cent.
I just know that's the type of shit that could go on at work. I'm saying, like, niggas, especially depending on where you work at, sometimes it's places where you and that person could kind of get some alone time. It's like, okay, take out your dick. Like jokingly, they'll say some shit like that. Cause a lot of these girls is way more fresh than niggas.
That's all it takes. Yeah.
At work, girls are fresher than niggas because
nobody's reporting them.
There you go.
Yeah, who's going to HR?
If you go to HR for a shorty, are you gay?
Oh,
you're sassy.
You're sassy.
You're a bit sassy or zesty.
If you don't like her, no.
If you don't like her.
Yeah, man.
If she's not attractive,
assault goes both ways.
It does. It does. But I would feel really offended if it's somebody I really don't like. Like, this needs to stop.
Yeah, what they got to do? Because if a super bad bitch grab your dick,
jeez,
you like that?
You gonna be like, stop.
You like that, baby?
Yeah. If it's somebody I really don't like doing that, it's like, yo, nah, bro. Nah, you gotta HR this.
You're done. You're done.
Yeah.
You're fucking done.
Because chances are, that super bad bitch kind of knows, she shouldn't be doing this anyway, but she kind of probably knows I'm into her somewhat. That one, other one, you fucking trying it. You feel me? So with that said.
Y'all get annoyed when shorties y'all not attracted to hit on y'all?
No. If they like too persistent, then yeah. But otherwise, nah.
I be blocking them.
Yeah.
One block?
Nah.
Nah, sometimes, you know, you don't know where the blessing might be coming from in life. Feel me? Like, if they try, well, you said that they're too persistent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, all right, come on now. Because you should kind of be able to read the room.
Yeah, a lot of them will start off flirting or shooting a shot, mm-hmm. and then they'll transition into just being cool. But then there's the ones that's just going to keep trying to make it sexual or like flirtatious and advance in that direction. That's when it's like, yo, bro, you don't fucking see the message that I'm sending?
What do you tell them? Like, do you just be like, yo, I got a girl?
That's usually the easiest thing to do, but that don't stop everybody.
Yeah, for sure. But another thing too, especially when we started doing the podcast, I would let a lot of stuff rock. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not trying to make you not a fan or supporter. Mm-hmm. So I'll just ignore some shit or just like it. You feel me? Mm-hmm, if it's not nothing flagrant.
I'll just be like, yo, I got a gal first. And then if they ignore that second, I'll just be like, she'll kill both of us. If the first one don't work, second one will.
Okay. Yo, question. For $10,000, right? Can you're gonna go on vacation, right? With your wife or mm-hmm. your significant other or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She gets to bring her side nigga.
You wow.
You get to bring your side bitch.
I don't have a side bitch.
No, that's
but each vacation, you y'all do that, you get 10 grand. Y'all doing it? You doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Till eventually I'm up to where she's not my girl no more.
Funny. Niggas, I'm going to stack this bread.
Yeah. I'm saying,
cause get rid of that.
I mean, the truth hurts, man. And a lot of people ain't going to know if their girl got a side nigga. You feel me? But it's just best to not focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But in that scenario, I guess you're knowing. And I don't see how that could be like a fruitful thing afterwards. I'm saying, because the amount of times we done spoke about this, if we were to even entertain the idea of that happening, there's got to be some random fucking person I'm never gonna see again, as I fuck the random person I'm never gonna see again. You feel me? But yes, side nigga, it's like, nigga, y'all probably got some inside joke about me, nigga. That's how side relationships go.
Yeah. That's crazy. The shit that she could talk about with you, she can't. So she got the side nigga to talk.
Yeah. Facts. You saying? So you know what I mean?
Corny nigga.
They mm-hmm. fill in the void. The corny niggas be filling in the void.
But to be fair, they not always corny. Some side niggas is cool as fuck.
When you a side nigga, are you a corny nigga?
No.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because sometimes it be the girl unnecessarily pouring shit that you don't care to hear about. You know what I'm saying? It's like
the side nigga, my fault. The side nigga that is allowing it or feeding into the conversations about her main nigga.
He's corny. Yeah.
You supposed to, y'all not even supposed to talk about her main, her relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That stays out.
But what if she's doing it?
That's probably not realistic,
you gotta,
though.
You gotta kind of let her talk, but don't feed into it.
Yeah, agreed.
Bypass agreed, that agreed, shit.
Side nigga be calling your gal sis. Type shit.
And still want to fuck.
Still trying to fuck.
Still fucking. Still Jeez. Fucking, man.
Trying to.
Yeah, y'all gotta stop doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we can't stop it, y'all. The gal them gonna talk to who they want to talk to, y'all.
That's why you gotta just be single and let the gal them be single, bro. Unless you want to be in a relationship with and you gonna get bun.
The thing is, you still want to call somebody your own, same way.
You and Ian got it. I don't have to.
I seen Shannon Sharp say one time that I think he's 55 years old, mm-hmm. and he said one of the biggest regrets that he have is not like wifing somebody up a minute ago.
That's because of course you gonna say shit like that, man.
You said that's because he's rich. What do you mean?
Yeah, because if you get filthy rich. Then it's like, yo, I don't know what nobody's intentions are. I don't trust mm-hmm. anybody.
Yeah.
No, do you think he's wrong for feeling that way?
I don't think he's wrong.
He could feel that way.
I get what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because he got bread. That's because he's rich. My bad.
I would prefer to figure out who my partner is before
I get the bread.
Get rich.
Yeah.
And then
leave
him.
But I'm just not about to just marry anybody just to marry them.
It gets hot. It gets harder. Like when you have money.
That's what I be telling the gal.
Fucking,
it gets harder.
Oh, another thing I learned, just as a random fact, just in case y'all ever need to know it. I heard with alimony in the states of California, New York, maybe Georgia too, right? If you marry somebody as a nigga, right? And you get divorced, you pay alimony until they remarry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
What is it in New York?
That's what it is in New York.
That's what it is in New York?
Yeah, that's what we one of the states that do that shit.
That is crazy.
Word.
So they gotta get, so when they get remarried,
so when the other person gets remarried, if they even do that, you know what I'm saying? That bitch may never get married.
So if they never remarry, you have to keep paying them?
And alimony is paid monthly?
I think so.
I'm gonna assume so.
Yeah.
Yo, that is crazy.
It's every something.
That's if you didn't have a prenup.
Yeah. It could still be involved in the prenup because prenup is just make an agreement with her what y'all want to do. Most people would be like, yo, we leave with what we came with. But you could write in whatever.
Oh,
You could get that while y'all married too.
What's your question, Los?
What about Remy Ma and her situation? Both of y'all
I'm not too sure familiar about this
situation.
I don't know about Remy Ma and Papoose's situation.
I got a question.
Blessings. Oh. Should be
fucking
up.
Is Pap...
What's your question, my brother?
If you get with a shorty mm-hmm. who just was divorced and her husband was a millionaire, multimillionaire, she's collecting alimony. Man, you ain't up like that.
We ain't gotta get married.
Don't. Would you be mad if she, if you want to get married to her and she's like, no, like, the money's coming in. Why would you want to fuck this up? Mm.
Shit. Yeah, I'm gonna be tight, bitch. Just our relationship now.
Money isn't everything.
But you want her to let go of that. That 50 bands a month,
you gotta be more up.
So look,
but you're not.
Would you?
Yeah, no.
So
in scenario,
really love you. She love the money.
It's a dub.
And Cassie, I think Cassie, right? That's Diddy X.
Yeah.
If that was your girl, and then she's going through all the trauma, would you be okay with her going after Diddy?
Yeah. I mean, the hard, nah, it's tricky because the hard part about that is now letting the world know what was going on with her. Mm. And now that just puts mad attention on your relationship. That's tough. But I don't feel like you should control that at all. If that's the direction she want to go in,
then you just...
Yeah, because like you got to support it.
I don't get the question. You're saying if you're Cassie's boyfriend?
If, like, so Cassie's, that's your wife. You feel me?
Okay.
So you know that your wife been through some trauma.
Yes.
In the next relationship. Mm-hmm. That nigga is up. So let's say it's Epstein or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's going after him now. Like, I want to sue him now. You feel me? Are you okay with that?
She got to tell her whole story. The world knows everything now.
She's got to reveal documents. Of what?
That may be a safety issue.
For you guys.
Yeah, that nigga may want to fucking whack you, bro. Like,
whack.
Hey,
yeah, real. That, no, that's the real meaning of the word.
I know. Are you Italian, nigga? The Italian slang.
Yeah, yeah. This is a hit, nigga.
Where'd you get that from?
But, yeah. I don't know. It depends on who the person is. But if I feel like it's somebody who could be on Rich Badness.
Or like Suge Knight.
Then it's like, nah. Nah, we just going to move forward with our
Suge
lives.
Suge Knight, man, is butt, bro.
Suge Knight lived a very interesting life and OD. Then ended it.
Mad crazy,
dumb,
right?
Mad dumb.
Yeah. Y'all, would y'all want that? To live good and then just go to jail?
Nah.
He was trying to run niggas over in his V, right?
Yeah,
that's what he did.
That was the end. Yeah. But he used to be a football player and all of that, like before the music,
like Big Fizzle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. So with that, my fault. It was a super question. I think let's say it was proposed to you, like, yo, you could live the greatest life you could ever think of until you're 60, and then after 60, you spend the rest of your life in jail.
Nah,
I'm not taking that.
Yeah, nah,
I'm not taking that.
My claustrophobia going to kick in.
But the rest of your life might not be a long time in jail.
That's why I chose 60.
Nah. The time in jail, but there's no time you want to spend there, bro.
At 60 at that?
That's crazy. At 60?
But from today forward, you get to
live. Do you get a proper burial? Because I'm going to be with the rest of them niggas.
Cremation. How you say that word?
Cremated?
Cremation.
What would be the better portion to spend in jail? The time that you're able to actually do stuff, or the time that you're probably more handicapped or some shit like that.
If I had to choose, nigga, I would rather live out the years where I'm vibrant and can do all the crazy shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not in pain. I'm not suffering with no other random shit that I'm gonna be suffering or possibly be suffering when
I'm in jail at 70. I'm fine with that.
I think I know it sounds crazy, but the best time to be in jail is from fucking 15 to like 22.
But these little niggas out right now.
I'm just saying, that's your youth. You feel me? That's your years you want to be in jail.
When you get some free time, go on YouTube and type in Cave Lock documentary.
Them little niggas is wilding. Yeah. I can't keep up.
I mean, they can't shoot niggas in jail, so.
Yeah, but they
can put their hands on hits.
A lot of them can't fight.
I guess, man. But we hope that all this time that we gave the price, somehow he managed to remember the name of his mixtape.
So the name of the mixtape is Up the Price, Volume 1. Going down.
Up the Price is hard.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
I fuck with that.
That's a good vibe.
Respect.
Hey, Vince, you want to close this one out?
Nope.
You guys, we're about to move into our Patreon segment of the show. Please sign up if you haven't already. There's a lot of things coming. If you know anybody who's on Patreon, they probably told you about it already, but we telling you, I'm saying it's a much better experience on Patreon. Trust me, you get more episodes. You're going to get the uncut things. We starting the OnlyFans up. Just be patient with us on that. You know what I'm saying?
No ads.
I'm saying?
And we getting some subscribers. I like that.
That's a fact. Yeah. And I'm soon we're going to start, probably by the time this is out, probably would have started. we're gonna start streaming in the dirty as fuck tier. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you'll be able to watch us live as soon as we walk in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
That's where we going.
Raw, no edit.
All right.
Raw, no edit.
Roll another one.
But thank you guys for tuning into another very special episode of the Dirty
Street
Confessions
Podcast.
I'm sorry, Super.
Bow, 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 bow. This nigga live looked up at me. Y'all think Rod Wave gonna watch this?
Yes, man.